thing we discussed here on Daf Samach Amid Beis in the last year a week ago was a Mishnah, which is a Mishnah later on in Peites, Nimnim Umoshchim Es Yedeim Imenu, after the Minui, in which they registered in the Karban as a Chabura, if any one of the Minuyim wants to just rescind his position, his participation in the Minui, he can do so Ad She Yishchat, until the point of Shechita. That was the Mishnah that we discussed at the end of the Shir. In other words, you're not going to be able to say that a Stam Korban Pesach is Omed Lishochet L'Shem Ochlov Shenimnu Olav. You can't say that when he shechs Korban Pesach, it's for the sake of those who are Manui, because up until the Shechita, it's possible that they would be Mesalik as Yedeim. And therefore, there's no way of knowing for sure who the Menuyim will be. And therefore, we're not going to quote this din as a proof, as we discussed last week, because we have a logical distinction between a machshava hasoseres es astam to the case of a machshava that comes to be oker, a machshava mamish. The carbon is not omeid bestom l'shchita l'yochlov, and therefore if he shechs shalo l'yochlov, that's the only machshava that he has, and therefore the carbon is posel. Masha'in kein, in contrast, if there's something where it's shaykh to say that stom shel carbon omeid l'kach, for example shchita l'shem pesach, then if we would have a machshava which is contradictory to stam, in other words, if he would have a machshava, for example shalo bizmano, in a Pesach Shalom Bezman to Shecht and Shalom Lishma, that's considered as if he had two Machshavas HaSosro Zu as Zu, one contradicts the other. And in this case, the Karbon will be kosher, and therefore the Din makes sense that even if he has a Machshava before, explicitly, that he's Shechting the Karbon Lishma, and then he changes his mind and he has a Machshava to be Shochet Shalom Lishma, the Karbon will still remain kosher. And that's what we discussed earlier. This is all brought down in Rashi, in Divrei Maskil Pesach Shaini, and in Tosfos Divrei Maskil Bishar. So we're up to Ivoy Lehu, which if you count up from the bottom of Daf Samach Amid Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up. So the Gemara has the following suffix in the case of Korban Pesach. Shachto b'shar yemos hashana. During the rest of the year, we said that the korban is basically omed to be a korban shlomim, and he has to have a shechita shalo lishma in this case. That was the paradox of b'shar yemos hashana. But now he shechted it b'shinui bailim, instead of shinui kodesh, changing as it were the machshava from l'shem pesach to l'shem shlomim. He had in mind someone other than the Bala Karbon. So Reuven brought the Karbon, and now the Kohen shechted it for the sake of Shimon. And in a certain sense, this also is beneficial to the Karbon, because we're trying to change the kivun of the Karbon, meaning the Karbon was originally sanctified and designated as a Karbon Pesach, but we want to do anything but shecht it as a Korban Pesach, because B'Shar Yemos HaShana, if he shechts it for the sake of Pesach, then the Korban is posel. So what we want to do is what we call an Akira, meaning we want to undermine the status of this Korban as a Pesach and set it up as some other Korban, for example, Shlomim. And the Gemara thinks that maybe we could do so with the Shinui Bailim, because the original Korban, as it were, designated for a Korban Pesach, was for the sake of Reuven. Now he's being oker the Karbon. Again, he's not changing the status of Kodesh of the Karbon, and he's not substituting a different Zevach, but by substituting a different Bailim, and instead of Reuven, he's now shechting it on behalf of Shimon, that also could be considered an Akira. So the Gemara analyzes the Tzadim of this Suffolk. Shall we say that Shinui Bailim Kishinui Kodesh Dovi, just like in the case where instead of shechting it for the sake of a Pesach, he shechts it for the sake of Shlomim. That's Machshele, that sets up the carbon as a carbon kosher, because we want to, the last thing we want to avoid, the what we most want to avoid is L'shem Pesach itself. So a machshav of shinui kodesh is machshir the karbon. Let's apply that same logic to shinui bailin and say that also has the possibility of being machshir the karbon, and it's equivalent to shechting it for a different zemach. Olo, or should we say no? In other words, we cannot equate the two dinim. Even though with regard to Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo, we say that Machsheva Shalol Lishmo is very beneficial to be Machsheva the Korban Shalol Bismana, but nevertheless, in the case of Shinui Bailim, we're not going to say that the Shinui Bailim is enough to be Machsheva the Zevach, if it's a Pesach Shalol Bismana, because in effect, he's really not changing the nature of the Korban. What we have to get rid of is the Shem Pesach. We have to substitute and replace the Shem Pesach. He's not really doing that. He's just doing a Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim is always a lower level than Shinui Kodesh. Now, in the footnote here in the Masifta, he quotes the Kovet Shirim. Are you familiar with the Kovet Shirim?
Because you're there.
Do you know who wrote the Kovet Shirim? His name was Rabbi Chanan Wasserman.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard of him. I think his son was out in L.A., actually. He was murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shimon. So anyway, he has a whole presentation here. I'm going to give you the tamtzis, the summary of it. He says the suffix really boils down to the following. Why is it that in Shalom Bismano, Dafka Shalom Lishma is Machshir? Is it because in Dine Karban Pesach, there's a psul, as a general rule, not in the case of Pesach Shalom Bismana, but the general universal halach is there's a psul called Shalom Lishma. If you do the Shechita Shalom Lishma, when you use that Shalom Lishma, which is a universal psul, in the case of Pesach Shalom Bismano, it's such a powerful tool, so to speak, of Shalom Lishma that it's Okia the Shem Pesach. That's how powerful Shalom Lishma is. And therefore it becomes Shlomim. If that be the case, then maybe we could apply the same yards to Shinui Bailim. The psul of Shinui Bailim also applies universally to all karbonos. And let's apply it here to the case of Pesach, and we find the similarity to Shalom Lishma. Or should we say no? That the Ikar Shechita in the case of Shalom Lishmo is to be Oker the Shem Pesach from the Karbon. And that's only applicable in the case of Shalom Lishmo, where you're taking the Shem Pesach and you're replacing it with the Shem Shlomim. But in the case of Shechita L'Shem Bailim, there he's not being Oker the Shem Pesach. I think it's pretty similar to what we said. I think what he's saying here is that in the first tzad, the Gemara thinks that Shalom Lishma, since it's a universal psul that applies to all kodshim, it applies to Korban Pesach as well to be Oker the Shem. In other karbonos, it's Oker the Shem, and in Korban Pesach, it's Oker the Shem. Just in the case of Korban Pesach, it works in your favor.
Take out one Shem, it's left with the other Shem.
Correct, and it's good to take out the Shem Pesach because it's Shalom Bismano. And he says that if we apply that principle to Shinui Bailim, it fits very beautifully because the psul of Shinui Bailim is also going to be applicable to Pesach, that you could be Mishana the Bailim in Pesach. And now, in the case of Shalom Bismano, by being Oker the Shinui Bailim in Korban Pesach, it's going to be Oker the Shem Pesach. Omar Rav Papa, Amri Solish Maita Kami the Rava. I suggested this suffix to Rava, and Rava came up with a binyan av. What was his binyan av? What was his analogy? He said, "Hol v'shinui kodesh poslo bismano." Just like in the case of a machshav of shalom lishmo, it invalidates the korban pesach bismano, which means on yudalin in the afternoon. And v'shinui bailam has the same exact status. That if he shechts it to someone other than the Bailim, poslo, it passes the Korban Pesach Bismano, is therefore we have an equation. Based on this equation, we could say, Mashinu Kodesh, poslo, Bismano, But machshiro shelo bizmano, why not take it a step further and say the following? That just like shinui kodesh, on the one hand, it passes the korban shelo bizmano, but on the flip side, shelo bizmano, it's machshir the korban, af shinui bailim, which again has a similarity to shinui kodesh, and the fact that it passes the korban bizmano is machshiro shelo bizmano. The Omar Lee, but he responded, "Lo, that you cannot validate such an analogy. That two different dinim. Im Omar, if in the case of Shini Kodesh, Shekain Psulo Begufo, it means the following: that if he thinks about a different carbon, meaning he shefts it Shalol Lishma, that's called a Psul Begufo." In other words, that reflects to the essence of the carbon, its identity. And not only that, Yeshno be'arba avodos, this psul of Shinui Kodesh, of Shelo Lishma, applies not only to Shechita, applies to Kabbalah Sadam, to Halacha Sadam, to Zrika, Al Gavi Mizbeah. Now we'll take a look on Samach Aleph. And not only that, the Yesh. The Yeshno Li'acha Misa, which means the Bala Karban dies and his son has to bring the Karban in lieu of his father, and then the Karban was shechted with the Machshava Shelo Lishma, then the Yorshim are going to have to go back to the inheritance, you know, to the property, and they're going to have to replace the Karban with the second Karban. That's called Achrayus. Achrayus means that all the karka, all the possessions of the bala korban are meshubad for this korban. And if he dies, he has to make sure that this korban is brought properly. And therefore, after misa, if the korban is brought with the machshava shelo lishmo, it has to be replaced. Furthermore, yeshno, this psul of shelo lishmo applies to tzibur kibiyachid. Even with regard to a korban tzibur, there's a psul of machshava shelo lishmo. So we see how powerful this machshava of shelo lishmo is to be oker the shem Pesach, and therefore in the case of Pesach shelo bizmano, once you're oker the shem Pesach, you're machshir the korban. But tomar, can you apply the same logic to a much weaker kind of machshavas psul, namely shinui bailim, which is weaker in four different dimensions? Number one, ein psulo begufo. In other words, you're not changing the very essence of the carbon, the gufa carbon. You're only changing the bilum of the carbon. You're not changing the identity of the carbon. Number two, eino ba'arva avodos. The halacha of shinui bilum does not apply straight through to all four machshavos. It only applies to zrika itself. So if, for example, at the time of the shechita or the kabbalah or the halacha, he has a machshava of shinui bailim, that doesn't pass the karban. We only pass the karban at the time of zrika, and that's because the zrika has to engender a ritzui and a kapara on behalf of the bala karban, and now he's thinking, the kohen is thinking at the time of zrika for someone else. Number three, ein oliach hamisa. If the bailim died before the akrova was done, and the yarshim, now the son, brings the karban in lieu of his father's obligation, the shechita was done shelo l'shem bailim, the karban is not possible. Why? Because it's really ein shem bailim olav, meaning the bailim is already gone, and he can't achieve kapara through this karbon, because ain't kapara l'meisim, but rather there's a din of shibud nechasim, and we have to take the nechasim to set up this karbon, but it's a karbon without a shame bailim. Furthermore, in the fourth case, ain't a betzibur kibiyachid. In the case of a karbon tzibur, there's no such thing, there's no such entity as shinui bailim. What do you mean shinui bailim? Everyone's the bailim of the karbon. So whoever you choose, he's going to be the bala karbon representing the tzibur. And now we have four differences and four ways in which shinui bailim falls shy of shinui kodesh, of shinui Hashem. And then the Gemara backtracks and says, "V'afagav de tarte lavdafka." Two out of these four really are not bedafka. They're not meticulously formulated. And which of those? We'll get to in a minute. But tarte mir dafka. But two out of the four are very, very relevant. And a bedafka. But at the end of the day, since two out of the four are relevant, therefore we see that we cannot equate shinui bailim with shinui kodesh. And now the Gemara goes through the two out of the four in each direction. The Gemara says the Maishna in the case of Shini Bailim, Dilo Posel Begufo. Why are you telling me that Shini Bailim is not a Psul in the Gufa Karbon? Why? Because Pisulo is B'machshava B'alma. It's only through the thought process of the Kohen. Nothing happened to the Gufa Karbon. It wasn't a Balmum or anything, a Tame. But Shini Kodesh is Nami Psul B'machshava B'alma. It's only a Psul in Machshava. And therefore, this is equal to both. In other words, if you're willing to classify Shini Kodesh as a Psul B'Gufo, then ipso facto you should classify Shini Bailam as Psul B'Gufo. If on the other hand you're telling me that Shini Bailam is not a Psul B'Gufo, then Shini Kodesh is also just a Machshava B'Alma, it's not a Psul B'Gufo. So that we have to scratch out. Visu, and furthermore, we have to take out another distinction here. Hodi Omar, that Shini Bailam ain't only Achar Misa, that you're saying that there's no psul of Shini Bailam Achar Misa, that's only according to one Mandi Omar, Balar of Pinchas Bereder of Ami, which is the sugya of the first parak of Zvachim, the Omar Yesh Shini Bailam Achar Misa, that if the Bala Karban dies before the Akrovas HaKarban and his son brings the Karban in lieu of his father's obligation, if the Shechita was done Shalol L'Shem Bailam, the Karban is posul, that's the opinion of Pinchas. Is Michael a Meimar? So how are you going to justify this difference that we postulated before between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh? And the answer is Tarta Mia Mias Dafka Ninu. There are two distinctions that are, in Yiddish we say Oisgal, that are absolutely reliable and are valid, and that is, number one, Shini Bailam doesn't apply to four avodos, and number two, Shini Bailam doesn't apply to a korban tzibur. Those are bedafka. Therefore, they justify the fact that we cannot equate Machsheva Shini Bailam with Machsheva Shini Kodesh. And therefore, as a result, we're left with the original suffix. What's the deal? What's the status of a korban pesach shalo bizmano when you shechted it with a Shini Bailam? Is the korban kosher and it's like Shini Kodesh? Or shall we say that it's different, and these are two different kinds of machshavas? One is called Shini Kodesh, and the other is called Shini Bailim. Elama Rava, the final maskana of this Gemara, is that Pesach Sheshchato B'Shar Yimos Hashana B'Shini Bailim Nasik Misha Einlo Bailim Bizmano Upasul. We're not going to accept this equation, this analogy between Shalom Le Bailov, meaning Shini Bailim, and Shalom Le Shma. But rather, we're going to say that in the case of a Pesach, Shalom Bizmana, that was shechted with a Shini Bailim, it's like a Karban Pesach that was shechted in its time with a Shini Bailim. It has the same status, and therefore the Karban is posul. I have here a note on the bottom, and he says the following, that the Kavanah, the intention of Rav, is to say that even without all the pirchas that we mentioned, you know, the four distinctions between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam, we should still assume that Shini Bailam is not considered an akira. In other words, only in the case of Shini Kodesh, when you change the nature of the karbon from Pesach to Shlomim, that's going to be Machsha, the karbon. That's called an akira. That undermines and vitiates the original Shem Pesach. But in the case of Shini Bailam, that's not called an akira. Why? Because it's just like Pesach Bizmano. In Pesach Bizmano, in the case of Mesu Baalov, there's no Akir at all. And if it was Shechted Stam, then it would be Posel. And that's a sugi later on in Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. And this leads us to the Mishnah, the new Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph in the middle of the Amud. And the Mishnah sets up the following rules. Shchato Shaloli Ochlov. So I gotta get a hold of the next volume. Okay, Shchato Shaloli Ochlov. Now, the unique dimension of Korban Pesach is that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach culminates, and the Shechita begins the process with Achilas Habasar, V'Ochlas Habasar B'Layla Zeh. Correct, and therefore the Korban Pesach has to be designated for Achila. Now what happens if when he does that Krava, he starts with the Shechita and he has in mind for someone who's not capable of eating the Korban? He's a very old person, he's very weak, he's sick, he doesn't have the physical ability of eating the karmon.
Isn't there also like tummy?
Tummy we'll get to in just a minute. Okay. But first the case of shaloli ochlov. In such a case, the karmon is not omed lachila. And a Pesach, if it's not omed lachila, is possible. Number two, shalolim nuyav. The Pesach can only be eaten, even by the healthy people, if they are manui, if they join the chabura that bought the Pesach, the lamb, on behalf of all the members of the chabura. So we'll call the members of the chabura Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and he the shochet, the karmon, the kohen, had in mind for Yisachar, Zvulun, and God and Naphtali. They're not manui on the Karban Pesach. They have no ability to eat the Karban Pesach. It's just like shaloli ochlov, and if the Karban is going to be pasul. Case number three, li'arelim, the Torah says, kol ara lo yochal bo. The arelim are enjoined from eating the Karban Pesach. We once discussed that arelim would even mean when he's an arel, not through any fault of his own, but the halacha requires that he does not do milah, for example, mesu echov machmasam milah, but nevertheless he's not allowed to eat the karmon. And finally, tmeim, this was your question, Max. What happens if you have a tamei? A tamei is not allowed to eat kodshim in general, and certainly not a karmon pesach. In all these cases, the machshava is shalo l'shem achila, and therefore that's machshava poseles, and the karmon is posel. Again, even though at the end of the day, we got rid of all these people. You know, we brought in the minuyim, and we wanted to invite them to eat the karmon. They can't eat it because the karmon is pasul. Why? Because the machshava at the time of the shechita that sets up the karmon as if it was shalo omed la'achila. Now the Mishnah continues, wants to know, what if he has a double kavanah? We've discussed in the past cases where he has two machshavos. One machshava is a good one, but the other admixture is a machshava psula. So he says, li'ochlov v'shalo lo'ochlov. He's shechting it for those who can eat the karmon, and at the same time he's shechting it for those who are incapable of eating the karmon. So in this particular scenario, the machshava li'ochlov is going to salvage the karmon. Or, another example of the same, is l'nuyav v'shalo l'nuyav. So he has those who are manui and those who are not manui, and he has in mind all of them. You might have thought that since he also has in mind shaloli ochlov and shaloli nuyav, that would undermine the karmon, and that would be machshava posel. No, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even that all we need is one machshava liochlov or lenuyav liochlov, and that's going to salvage the karmon and be machshav the karmon. And the same principle applies: number one, lemulim ularelim, and letmeim ulatorim. In all these cases, it's kosher, and the reason for that is because he does have a machshava hamachshira sakarbon, and that's enough. What's the deal if the karbon was shechted before midday in the morning of the 14th instead of in the afternoon of the 14th? Shchato kodem chatzos posel. Why? Mishum shenemar bein har bayim, which means from chatzos and on. This was a discussion we had at the beginning of this perek in Shas, Tomid Nishchat, that we have to wait until after the Talmud is shechted in the afternoon, and then at that time, which is called Bein Arbaim, you could shecht the Karban Pesach. Okay, so he shecht the Karban Pesach in the morning, right? Kodem Chatzos, the Karban is pasul. Shchato Kodem LeTalmid. What happened if he shechted it before the Karban Talmid? And now we explained in the Mishnah back at the beginning of the Perek that the Pesach should actually be brought on the afternoon of the Karban Talmid. And now in this case he violated that rule and he brought the Pesach, he shechted the Pesach before the Karban Talmid. He should have done that. And nevertheless, the Karban is kosher. However, what should he do? He went ahead and he shechted the karbon before the tamid. He shouldn't have done so. So what does he do now? At this point, the Mishnah says, freeze everything. Don't go ahead and take the dam and be zorik it on the mizbeach before the tamid. One wrong doesn't justify a second wrong. Bilvad, what should he do is, shehei echad memarei spidoma, somebody should continue mixing the dam, so it shouldn't coagulate. And therefore, it can postpone the process of Zerika, meaning there's no din that Zerika has to take place within a certain amount of time of the Shvita. That has to take place on the same day, obviously, before Shkia, but it could be an hour later. So you have to make sure that the dam doesn't coagulate, so keep it going, and then go ahead and be Zorek the Tamid. In other words, do all the avodos, including and culminating with Zrika of the Tamid, and then go ahead and do the Zrika of the Korban Pesach if the dam has not coagulated, which means that we want to cut our losses. We do here damage control, right? Damage control. I think, Max, you're an expert at damage control. No, it used to be in the old Glide days. Anyway, that's what they told me. I don't know if that's true or not true, but you would fix all the wrongs. So here,
just to understand that the wrongs are usually caused by me too.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's what Gemara calls who mosed lo, who mafarik lo. He messed us up, so he has to get us out of the mess. Okay. So what happens over here? If he would go ahead after he did the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, and he hasn't yet brought the Tamid, now he would go ahead and be Zorek the Dam, that's a double fault, that's Tarti L'Rei. So at least what he can do is try to mend ways and postpone the Zrika till after the Tamid. But in Nizra Kosh, if he went ahead and he was Zorek the Dam before he brought the Korban Tamid, the Pesach is still Kosher. And the reason for this is that even though he violated the din that the Talmud should come first, but nevertheless, that's not a psul in the Gufo Shel Karbon that would invalidate the Karbon. That's the Mishnah. Now we start the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Kesad Shelo Liochel. What does it mean he shechted it on behalf of someone who's incapable of eating it? The answer is, says the Braisa, that's called Lishum Chole, or Lishum Zakeh. Ketzad Shalol Nuyav. What's considered Shalol Nuyav? Nimnu Olav Chabura Zu Ushchato L'Shem Chabura Cheres. So the Torah, he had in mind totally different group of people. Now I'm not sure why the Kohen did such a thing. Maybe he got confused. There was such a wealth, you know, such a volume of Karbanos to be shechted. But in any event, there's no overlap here between the second Chabura and the first Chabura. So it's not considered Limnuya v'shalo limnuya. If it's pure, 100% shalo limnuya, of course, he shechted for a different chabura. Minani mili. What's the makar for this din in the Mishnah that if it's shaloli ochlov and shaloli ochlov goes straight through the first reish of the Mishnah, it's arelim, it's tmeim, it's shalo limnuya, that this passes the Korban Pesach, the tnan. Because we have a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah, I'm sorry, it's a Tana Rabbanan, it's a Braisa. This Braisa is darshaning a Pasuk in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Beis. The Pasuk says, V'im yim'at ha'bayis me'yoseh, v'lakach hu sh'cheino ha'karov al-beiso, b'mechsas nefashos, ish lefi ochlo, tachusu al-aseh. So everything here is about tachusu, which means counting the people for the seh. Okay?
Yeah.
And the Torah says it's got to be b'michsas nefashos ish lefi ochlo. Lefi ochlo. So we have both ochlo here and tachusu. Tachusu means the number of people who are registered, so to speak, on this karbon. And that's where the Braisa darshins. It says the following. When it says b'michsas nefashos in the pasuk, it means the number of people who are monui on the Pesach. Malami, this teaches us shein Pesach nishchat el limnuyav. Now, it could be that the Pesach should be shechted limnuyav, but how do you know that if it's shalol limnuyav, that passes the carbon? There are many laws in Kodshim which are lechatchiladika laws, if all things are equal and do in the ideal way, but it doesn't mean that it invalidates the carbon in the event. Yachal, I might think, shchato shalolim nuyav. Yehe overal mitzvah v'kosher. If he had in mind shalolim nuyav, he had, like, for example, the wrong chabura, okay, he forfeits the mitzvah of b'michsas nefashos. But who says that the carbon is possible? Talmud Lomar, the Michsas Tachosu. There's a repetition in the Pasuk. First, on the one end, it says, B'michsas, which means for those who are counted on the Karbon. And then again, it repeats itself. It says Tachosu, which is the same root of the word mixas, which means for the people who are counted on the karmon, on this particular Pesach. And this now activates the famous principle in Kodshim, and that's called Hakosuv Shana Lovli Akev. Whenever the Torah repeats a requirement, then we know it's absolutely binding, it's absolutely essential, or shall we say indispensable. And that's called Shina Kosev Olav Le'akev. So that's again a technical rule in Kodshim, that if the Torah says you have to do X, then we assume it's only Le'mitzvah, but it's not critical. But if the Torah says X twice, it repeats itself, that's called Shana Olav HaKosev. Then the reason why the Torah repeats itself is in order to establish that requirement, that condition is essential and it's indispensable. And without fulfilling that condition, the carbon is completely invalid. And this principle here now is going to be applied to the case of Shalol Limnuyov, Shalol Yochlov, etc. That since it says both Mimichsas and Tachosu, that's a repetition to tell us that if the Shechita was done for those who are not registered on the carbon, and for that matter cannot eat the carbon is posel. Rebbe has a slightly different understanding of the word tachusu. We've been saying that the word tachusu means counted in the number of people who are in the minui, in the chabura. Rebbe says that lashon sursihu, that this word tachusu, which the root of it is kos, that comes from a different language. It comes from Aramit, from the Aramaic, and sursi is in Aramaic, which apparently originated back in Syria, Rashi says. And the word tachusu means ka'odim shomel chaveru kosli tolezeh. He says, slaughter this lamb for me. So the word kos, which is the root of the word tachusu in Aramaic, means to shech the karbon for me. So if the word tachusu can be interpreted as you shall slaughter the karbon, that implies that at the time of the karbon Pesach and it's slaughtering the shechita, it has to be done at a time when the machsheves hashochet is for the sake of the menuyim. Ashkechan shalolim nuyav. Okay, you've proven to me the source that shalolim nuyav passes the karbon, but shaloli ochlov minole. Now here I'm a little bit confused because the pasuk actually has two parts to it. The pasuk says tachusu, but it also says ish lefi achlo. So that's what the Gemara's answer is going to be. I just don't know what the Gemara's havamina was. On my craw, the Gemara's answer is ish lefi achlo. And then it says tachosu, iskash ochlov leminuyov. And basically the underlying reasoning is true, is correct for both ochlov and minuyov. These are the people who can eat the karmon. Both ochlov and minuyim are capable of eating the karmon, one for a physical reason and the other for a halachic legal reason. And these are coming to exclude shaloli ochlov and shaloli minuyov, who cannot eat the karmon. And as we said at the outset, the purpose of the karmon, the ultimate goal of a karmon Pesach, which makes it unique in the constellation of Kodshim, is achila. For example, if you were to shecht a carbon shlomim for the sake of someone who's old or weak and he's not capable of eating the carbon would certainly be kosher. The essence of the carbon shlomim is not the eating of the basar. The eating of the basar is a very beautiful mitzvah. I'm not sure exactly who's obligated in that mitzvah. It's the Kohen, if it's the Yisrael, but whatever it is, there's a mitzvah achilas habasar, but that's not critical to the karma. Mashenken, in the case of karma Pesach, the essence of the karma, the purpose of the karma, is achila v'yachilas habasar bolayla hazeh. And now, we can turn to Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara now speaks about the case of Shalo Lemulin, or L'shem Arelin. Shachto Lemulin, if he shechted the carbon for the sake of those who are circumcised, so we're doing well, but he had in mind that the Zrika itself, Almanashi is Kaprubo Arelin Bizrika, that the carbon should be brought on behalf of the Arelim. What do I mean carbon should be brought? I mean the Zrika should be implemented on behalf of the Arelim. They should achieve the Kapar of the carbon. Now, this is a fundamental question, and we could go one of two ways over here, because on the one hand, he had the right kavana, the right intention at the time of the shechita, and it's going to be fed to the circumcised, to the mulim, who are also part of the minui. So in that sense, the shechita, it designates the korban for its achila, and that's exactly what we have to have at a korban pesach. But at the same time, he had an admixture of another machshava, introducing the arelim into the picture. And again, at this point, it makes no difference whether the arelim are menuyim or not. Just the very fact that he introduces the arelim and he says that the zrika should be performed for the sake of the kapar of the arelim, at this point, it might undermine the kashrus of the korban. And it would be equivalent to the case of Shechita L'Shem Arelim, which we know from the Mishnah's Pasuk. Now the word Kapara here, she is Kapru Bo Arelim, is a little bit of a strange word. If you were talking about a Chatos or an Osham, or maybe even a Korban Ola, and possibly a Shlomim, then the word Kapara would be appropriate, but because in all those cases, especially in the case of Chatos V'Osham, those are Korban Shel Chet, and they have to come for the sake of Kapara. In the case of Korban Pesach, there's no element of sin, of chet at all. And I think what the Gemara means is that Kapara here is a substitute for the word Ritzui. Ritzui means that the Bailim can fulfill their obligation. So if Ruvei brings the Korban Pesach, he wants to fulfill his mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But the problem is that the Korban, the Kohen at the time of the Shechita, had in mind that the Kapara, meaning the Zrika, should be for the sake of an Arel. And now the question is whether Reuven would have to replace that Karbon and bring a different Karbon Pesach. So Rav Chisda says Pasul, and Rava says Kosher. Rav Chisda Omar Pasul, why? Because Yesh Machsheva says Arelim B'Zrika. In other words, the intention that he had at the time of the Shechita, that the Zrika should be for Arelim, which is Shaloli Oklov, that's a meaningful machshava, and it passes the Karbon. Even though, again, he's not even up to the Zriki yet. At this point, he's only up to Shechita. Now, this principle of Yesh Machsheves Arelim B'Zrika of Rav Chisda sounds awfully similar to another principle, which the Gemara suggests in the beginning of Zvachim, which is called Machashvim Me'avoda L'Avoda. That you can have a machshava that's valid at the time of one avoda for the sake of another avoda. He's already preparing and scheming during avoda X for the sake of avoda Y, and that's called machashvim me'avoda l'avoda. Rav Chisda here seems to be reflecting that sheet of machashvim me'avoda l'avoda. So if at the time of the shechita he has an intention for the zrikas adam to be for the sake of, in this case, arelim, he's machashvim me'avoda l'avoda, and therefore it's as if he had that machshava at the time of the zrik itself, even though at the time of the Zriki he didn't have that machshav. Rabba Omar Kosher, ein mechashvim arelim bizrika. That is no machshava of l'shem of zrik at the time of Shechita, of zrika l'shem arelim. That's not an effective machshava. Now, the Gemara doesn't seem to quote the halacha here of mechashvim me'avod l'avoda. I get the impression that maybe the Gemara is going on a different vein and traveling down a different path. And the language of Rava especially, Ein Machsheves Arelim B'Zrika, it sounds like what he's saying is that it's the Shechita that sets up the Achila. So you want to talk about Arelim and they're going to eat the Karbon, that's totally irrelevant to Zrika. That could be relevant to Shechita, but he had the Shechita, he had in mind those who are Royal Achila and those who are members of the Chabura. So Rav is therefore saying that what shaykh is between Arelim and Zrika? What does Zrika have to do with Arelim? Arelim are people who are incapable of eating the carbon, that they're excluded from Achila, but what does that have to do with Zrika itself? Okay. Now again, I think that the language of the Gemara here in formulating and presenting the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rabba in terms of mulim and arelim is not just limited to mulim v'arelim. The same Plugta, the same issue would apply in Ochlim and Shalol L'Shem Ochlim, or for that matter in Menuyim and Shalol L'Menuyim. Meaning all these psulim, that the common denominator that underlies all of them is that it's not L'Shem Achila, according to Rava, Ein Machsheves Arelim B'Zrika, Ein Machsheves Menuyim L'Zrika, Ein Machsheves Ochlim L'Zrika. The Zrika itself is not related to the Achila. It's only the Shechita that has to be done L'Shem Ochlim, or Menuyim, or Mulim, and so forth and so on. So again, the question is, what would be the deal if at the time of the Shechita, the Kohen had in mind to be Zorik the Dam for an old or a sick person, which means Shalol Yochlov? It would seem to me that again Rav Chisda would invalidate the Karbon because he holds Yesh Machsheves Ochlim Bizrika. Again, he says Arelim, but Arelim is just a representative of Ochlim, meaning of Shalol Yochlov, and that's why the Karbon is possible. Now, what would happen, according to Rav Chisda, if at the time of the Zrika, he had this Machshava? In other words, Rav Chisda, we don't know, Yesh Lachkar, why is Rav Chisda invalidating the Karbon in a case of Almanas Lizrog L'Shem Arelim? Is it because he's now, so to speak, thrusting a Machshava onto the Zrika itself? Or no? Because the Machshava of Zrika now is Chal, is valid in the Shechita itself. And it's as if he had the Shechita intention of for the purpose of Arelim. And then Afkamina would be, what would Rav Chisda say in the following scenario? He did the Shechita, L'Shem, Mulin, and so forth, so everything was perfect. When he got up to the Zrika, he had in mind that he's being Zorek for Arelim. Would Rav Chisda in that case agree that the Karbon is kosher? Because during the actual Zrika, the Machshava of the Kohen for either someone who can eat or can't eat is totally irrelevant. The psul here of Rav Chisda is based on the Shechita, that he had the Machshava at the time of the Shechita. Amar Rava. Rava says, I'm going to bring a brisa that's going to prove my view that the Karbon is kosher. Minayim ilei d'sanya, I have a brisa that says, Yochol, I might think, Yifsol b'nei chabura b'im imo, that if he had an orel, who is a member of the chabura, that would invalidate the Karbon, Vidinu, and I would really, if not for a pasuk, I would have this logical, I would come to this conclusion with a logical analysis. Ho'ilfi arla poseles v'tuma poseles is therefore ma tuma lo osa ba miktsas tuma kechol tuma is af arla lo osa ba miktsas arla kechol arla. So the logical argument here that the Brisa presents at this point, in a minute we'll see the Brisa retracts this logic, is that I might think that if a person is an Orel, he's going to invalidate the Karbon for all the other members of the group, and we'll say that one spoiled apple spoils the bunch. And the reason for that is that now there's a psul in the Chabur itself. And why is the psul in the chabura itself? Because one of the members of the chabura is an orel. And I could logically argue that that would passel the karbon. And why so? Because I'm going to compare it to the case of tuma. What's the case of tuma? In the case of tuma, lo asa ba miktsas tuma kechol tuma. Oh, so what happens? So let's go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he shechted for the sake of what? Of Tahorim and Tmeim. Let's just go back to the Mishnah for a second. If he had in mind Litmeim or Litahorim, then it's kosher. It means Lo Asaba Miktsas Tuma Kechol Tuma. The Torah did not say that if he had an intention which includes Miktsas Tuma, it's as if he had a machshava totally for tumah. So if, let's say, According to the logic of this brisa, the Pesach was shechted for the sake of a chabura that consisted of two groups of people, one a group of tmeim, another group of tahorim. The karbon is kosher, as opposed to the case where the shechita was done for a chabura that consisted purely, exclusively of tmeim. The Gemara later on is going to ask how the brisa knows this, that when it comes to Tumah, and yet it doesn't know this when it comes to Arelim, is Af Arelim lo asaba mixas arla kechol arla, meaning if a group of the members of the Chabura are Arelim, that doesn't disqualify the Karban for the rest of the group that are Mulim. But the only thing that bothers me here is that the language of the Brisa is a little bit difficult. The Brisa started with the words Yachol Yifsol Bnei Chabura Habon Imo. You might think that if there are psulim, meaning arelim, who are members of this Chabura, it's going to passel the carbon even for those who are mulim. So the Pesach was shechted for a group of people, including some who were Arelim, and I would think that the Pesach is invalid, even for those who are Mulim. And Vidinu, Lechora, Vidinu would support this premise. Ah. So again, I think I made a mistake here in interpreting the word Vidinu. Usually, again from my experience, Vidinu means that I'll support that conclusion, that premise, with a logical argument. But here the Gemara is saying the dinu that this can't be right. The dinu means that this is not the case. Because just like, what do you say?
A question of the dinu?
Yeah, maybe you read it with an inflection of a question. The dinu, is this really so that the carbon is possible? Let's compare our Arelim to Tmeim. And just like for some reason the Bryson thinks it's a simple uncontested premise that in the case of Arelim, I'm sorry, in the case of Tmeim, the fact that there are Tmeim in the Chabura does not passel the entire Chabura, and therefore we should equate Arelim with Tmeim. And the logical conclusion should be that even if the Chabura is made up of both Mulim and Arelim, the Karban should be kosher. So even though, again, let's say you had Kavana in the Shechita for both the Mulim and the Arelim, the Karban is still kosher. Again, he should have had in mind the Shechita for the sake of the Mulim. He should have had in mind the Mulim, but even though he didn't have in mind just the Mulim, he had in mind the Mulim and the Arelim, it's still kosher. Had he had in mind only the Arelim, then the Mishnah says it's possible. So far we come to the conclusion at this point that if he had an admixture in the Chabura of both one category of people who are not capable of eating the Karban and the other category of people who are capable of eating the Karban, so he had in mind the time of Shechita for the group that consists both of Tmeim and Tahorim, or a group that consists of both Mulim and Arelim, the Karban is kosher. Now the Braisa argues in the opposite direction. O klach l'derech zu, perhaps we can suggest a different logical pattern of thought. Hoil the arla poseles uzman posel mazman osbo mixas man kechol's man af arla osbo mixas arla kechol arla. If he had a machshava for arla, in other words, for arelim, and he also had an intention for chutz lizmano, for example, he shechted the karban with the intention to eat the meat the next day, lemachar, and he's only allowed to eat the meat at night, and that's a machsheves pigul of chutz lizmano. And even though at the same time he had a machshava for arelim, is mazman also bo mitzvah zman kechol zman, which means that even though the Kohen shechted the korban to eat it during the laila, and it was during the allotted time, but he also had in mind to eat it tomorrow, which is machsheves pigul, and he's going to eat a kezayis of the basar after zmano, chutz zmano, the whole korban becomes pigul, and it's possible. Is af orla, let me equate orla in the case where some of the members of the chabura are arelim, is asaba miktas orla kechol orla. In other words, the arelim are going to undermine and invalidate the entire chabura, even for those who are mulim. And we see such an idea in the case of chutz zmano, where even if he has a machshav of miktas chutz zmano, on the other miktas he had in mind lizmanos, so he's going to eat part of the carbon bismano, part of the carbon chutz zmano. In such a case, the carbon is possible, it's pigul. Even though, again, at the time of the shechita, he had in mind to eat only part of the carbon. Let's say a kezayis is worth the carbon chutz zmano. Nevertheless, the entire carbon becomes possible here too. If within the chabura, he has in mind for arelim as well as for mulim, the carbon should be possible. So basically, at this point, the Braisa is at a crossroads, having suggested one logical reason to kasher the carbon and the other logical reason to pasul the carbon. Now the Gemara is going to say which of these two logical reasonings should be primary. Nira lemi dome, right? Which should be more similar? Is done in dover she'enu noig b'chol hazvachim. Mi dover she'enu noig b'chol hazvachim. V'al yochiach zman she'enoig b'chol hazvachim. We have a unique kind of psul in Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply in any other Korban, which means that if you had a machshava for the sake of a relim, that passels the Korban. We don't have any mirror image, any parallel people, parallel kind of halacha machsheves arelim as a machsheva posels in any of the other korbanos, and therefore we should apply the rule of let's equate davra dome of a davra she'ena noig ella be pesach bilvad to a davra she'ena noig ella be pesach bilvad, like the case of tuma, which is not applicable in other korbanos. In other words, in other korbanos, a tame and an orel can send their korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash with a shliach. That's called mishalchin es korbanos sehem. They themselves will not be able to eat the basar, right? Because an orel or a tame is enjoined from eating the basar. But nevertheless, the korban itself is kosher. But only in the case of Pesach, if the Pesach was brought for the sake of a tame or an orel, the carbon itself is pasul, even if he sends it with someone else. Shiluach de'acher is not going to help in the case of carbon pesach, because the pesach has to be designated for someone who's capable of eating the carbon. In other zvachim, okay, the carbon is designated for someone who cannot eat the carbon, but the carbon itself is kosher. The achim is not critical to the carbon and its kapar power. But so therefore, we can certainly justify and prefer an equation between Tomei and Orel, where both of these have a special, unique role in Korban Pesach. And therefore, we can assume that just like Miktas Tmei and Miktas Tahorim is kosher, Miktas Arelim and Miktas Tahorim is kosher, Mulim is kosher. But don't prove anything from the psul of Shalom Bizmano, Chutz Zmano, because that's Noig B'chol HaZvachim, the din of pigul with the machshava of Chutz Zmano, which means to eat the meat or to burn the imurim outside of its prescribed period of time, which means L'mocher, that generates a psul pigul that applies in all Zvachim. But now the Gemara says, Pumfaker. Now the Braisa offers the opposite line of reasoning. Oh, I have a logical, compelling reason to prefer the second approach, namely, donim davishlo huta mechlolo mi davishlo huta mechlolo v'ayuchiyaf v'altuchiyaf tuma shahucha mechlolo. In other words, when you're talking about arelim, so there's never going to be a case of arelim which is going to be kosher in Korban Pesach. If you're talking about chutzuzmano, then there's never going to be a case of a zevach that's kosher in chutzuzmano. But in the case of tuma, that's not an absolute psul in the Korban. It all depends. There's a case where you can bring the Korban b'tumah, and that's going to be the case of tumah hutra b'tzibur. In other words, if most of the population is tameh, that's an exception to the rule, and then we're going to allow the korban to be brought b'tumah and be eaten b'tumah. So we'd rather derive the halacha of arelim from an equation to shalom b'zmano, of chutzuzmano, because those two apply absolutely without any exception, without any huta mechlolo, rather than the second approach, which the first approach, which was to equate arelim with tmeim, because tmeim is something that's huta mechlolo. Talmud Lomar, so after the entire presentation, we finally get to the bottom line, which is the drasha called Zos. And the pasuk in Parshas Bo says Zos Kukas HaPesach. And the Gemara will discuss now what do we derive from the word Zos, Zos Kukas HaPesach. And we start with Rava. He explains that this price is a proof to his Shita that he said the carbon was kosher, right, in the case of a Shechita that was done Amanas Lizrokas Adam for the Arelim. My Zos, says Rava, Elam, if I'll tell you the kula arla posla, but mitzas lo posla. If you're going to tell me that this posuk of Zos is coming to teach you that if he has an intention purely for arelim, then the carbon is posla. But if he has machshava for mitzas arelim, and at the same time mitzas mulim, the carbon is not posul, then hai mi v'chol orel nafka. We already have a posuk in Bo which says v'chol orel, and v'chol orel means only if it's absolutely for the sake of arelim. So therefore, why would we need the posuk zos to teach me the halacha that miktas lo posla? We know that from the word v'chol orel. El olav, but rather hochi ketoni. This is what the Brisa is referring to. Talmud Lomar v'chol orel. The Torah says that it's for all arelim. Kula orel posla mitzosolo posla v'chitem. And you might say hu adin lizrika. That also in the case of zrika, we should apply the same din. De kula orla mia posla. Talmud Lomar zos. B'shchita the kula arla mi apostla, that only in the case of shchita, if during the shchita he has an intention of kula arla solely, exclusively for the sake of arelim, that's going to apostle the carbon of zrika. But with regard to throwing the dam, afilu kula arla nami lo apostla, even if he has in mind that the zrika should be done for the sake and exclusively for the sake of arelim, it doesn't apostle. But chita mamai kula de zrika. Why this leniency with regard to Zrika? And the answer is, says Rabbi, this supports my view, the Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bizrika. That a Machsheva during Zrika, for the sake of Arelim, or those who cannot eat the Karban, is not a significant or a valid Machsheva. It doesn't pass the Karban. And it's apparent now from this Brisa that if the Pesach was Shechted for the sake of Mulim, almanas that the Zrika should be for the sake of Arelim, the Karban is still valid. And at this point in the Sugya, the Gemara is going to have to retract this, or shall we say, offer an alternative explanation of this Brisa in order to defend Rav Chisda, because this explanation of the Brisa will certainly serve as a raya for the Shita of Rabbah. But now the Gemara has to do somersaults in the air to reinterpret this Brisa and reconcile this Brisa with the Shita of Rav Chisda, because again, let's go over the Shita Rav Chisda, that if the Shochet of the Korban Pesach had in mind at the time of the Shechita that the Zrika should be for the sake of Arelim, is Yeshvach Sheves Arelim Zrika, and that's going to pass to the Korban. But obviously from this price, so we came to the exact opposite conclusion. How are we going to defend the Shita of Rav Chisda and reinterpret this price? For Rav Chisda, Adarav, he's going to say the opposite is true. Le'idach Gisa, Tavid Lomar V'chol Orel, Kula Arla Posla, Miktsasa Lo Posla, Bezrika, Filu Miktsasa Nami Posla. And now Rav Chisda is saying that according to this price, Miktsasa Nami Posla, even if his intention was that the Zrika should be for the sake of Arelim, that's enough to passel the Korban Pesach. Okay, at this point we'll take a break, and Mirza Shebeli Neder will try to finish this up next week, and that's great. So thank you so much. Okay.